Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we are back. It is Marks and Reese in the envelope. Well, today, an Eagle coached by Doug Peterson is in the envelope. We're playing for a pair of tickets to see Eagles against the Jacksonville Jags this Sunday, October 2nd at 1 p.m. Brought to you by the AAA Eagles MVP program. Go to AAA.com/Eagles for details and become an MVP today. All right, it's simple. Ask a yes or no question. We answer. You give a guess. First person on the air that gets it correct wins. Easy enough, I Grace?
Sounds easy to me.
Let's do it. Mike and Manioc. Mike, what's your question?
Gentlemen, is the player an offensive player?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll go with Nelson Aguilar.
Is it Nelson? No. Grant in Paradise. Grant, what's your question?
Was he a running back?
He was a running back.
Was it LeGarrette Blount?
LeGarrette Blount, Jack Fritz. No.
Oh, close.
Narrowed down quickly by two very good questions. Nick and Clayton. Nick, what's your question?
Is the player on the current Eagles roster?
He is not currently on the Eagles roster.
Is it Corey Clement?
Corey Clement, Jack. No.
Super Bowl hero.
Man, Frank and Ben Salem. Frank, what's your question?
Is he retired?
He, I don't believe he's in the NFL in 2022.
Right.
Let's go with Darren Sproles.
Is it Sproles?
Sprolesy!
No! Oh, that was a quick buzzer there, Jack. Matt in Medford. Matt, what's your question?
Was he drafted by the Eagles?
He was not drafted by the Eagles.
Jay Ajayi.
Jay Ajayi, Jack! No! George in North Philly. George, what's your question?
Was he a team in 2016?
He was not on the team in 2016. 3 seconds.
Is it
That's 3 seconds. Oh. All right. Let's take a breath here. 215-592-9494.
The Eagles tickets here, man.
Man. And it's been narrowed down nicely. We know what we're looking for. It's a matter of who it is. Let's go to Mark in South Philly. Mark, what is your question?
Hey, actually, I just want to guess. Is it Jordan Howard?
Is it Jordan Howard? You could have guessed the question.
Very selfish move.
Let's go to Will. Will in Sharon Hill. Will, what's your question?
You're actually right.
Yeah.
Was he on the 2017 team?
He was not on the 2017 team.
Oh, man. I'm stumped.
3 seconds.
Smallwood. Wendell Smallwood.
Oh, that's a good guess. Miss Wendy.
Yeah, that was close. Wendy.
He's not on Washington's roster anymore, is he? Probably not.
No.
Jeff in Springfield. Jeff, what do you got? What's your question?
Did he go to Notre Dame?
He did go to Notre Dame.
Would that be Josh Adams?
Is it Josh Adams?
Oh!
Central Bucks South, it is! Congratulations, Jeff! Good job, man. Who are you taking to the game?
Probably my brother.
Okay, man.
Okay.
Thanks for
Good
listening.
Good brother.
Thanks for getting in.
Big brother or little brother?
He's older, unfortunately.
Oh, you're a good little brother, man. That's good, Jeff. Take care of your big brother.
Now, are you a big Josh Adams fan, or are you just a smart Eagle fan?
That's basically just process of elimination there.
You're sure smart, man. All right, buddy, hang on a second.
Good job listening.
Yeah.
So Josh Adams actually led the Eagles with – Jack, it's not let me put this on hold if you want to do it. I don't know what's going on. Josh Adams led the team in 2018 in rushing, 511 yards and 3 touchdowns, played in 14 games. He was gone after 2018. He spent the last three seasons with the Jets, Joe Douglas connection, where he played a little bit in 2020, but for the most part was just kind of inactive or special teams or on the practice squad. So, but a product of CB South and from Warrington, Pennsylvania, Josh Adams. There you go. If people were trying to get in, I know we hung up on some people to get to the contest. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. We'll try to take a couple phone calls with the text line coming up here in 5 minutes. The Twitter questions today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, visit the home team of Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for the best selection of diamond engagement rings online, marks-jewelers.com. You have Aaron Nola on the mound tonight. Zach Wheeler looked really good last night. They still couldn't get the win. Aaron Nola on the mound tonight. They're pretty big favorites at the Cubs. You'll have Joe Giglio coming along in a minute or two to get you ready. He'll probably do a little bit of a show because it's 7:40 start, I guess, again tonight because they're in Chicago. It's not the 7 o'clock start. So you get Giglio leading you in the leading off, and then Phils and Cubs, and then tomorrow is actually a day game. So you'll hear Phillies and Cubs on tomorrow, in the afternoon on tomorrow. So you have that. Jack Fritz also has something going on Thursday night, I believe. Yeah. Jack Fritz, what's going on Thursday night?
Get back in Westchester. It's going to be a great night because Miller Lite wants to give you the best seat in the house for Sunday's game. So join me Thursday night in my hometown of Westchester at Kildare's Irish Pub at 7:30, where one lucky winner will win 2 club seats to Sunday's game, courtesy of Miller Lite. Enjoy $4 Miller Lite 16-ounce cans. We've got the Phils Thursday Night Football, and we can talk 5 at 5. It's Thursday at Kildare's in Westchester with yours truly and a chance to win Eagles tickets for Sunday's game. It's Miller Time Philly. Celebrate responsibly, and Bengals -3.5.
Is that the number right now?
Mm. Yeah, it's going up a little bit.
Now, will you do it live?
Yeah, you got it early.
Will you do like a top 7 at 7 or a top 8 at 8? Will you do a live one?
People request it, yeah. If the Phils, win earlier that day, yeah. Way more happy.
You'll be in a good mood. So you got in, Ike, you got in earlier on that number before it went for tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Bengals now, yeah, it's down to 3.5. Should be a good game. Miami, this is one of these trap games where they're coming off a very emotional win over the Bills, and then they go on the road short week to the Bengals, and the Bengals need this win. For sure. So that's that's a Bengal line. That's a Bengal line right there.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a trap game. How the hell could they be overlooking the Bengals?
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe trap game isn't the right word for it, but we've seen many times that it's hard to come down from that emotion of now that everybody's talking about you and saying, man, they might be the best team in football. And
no, I just think the Bengals are a very good team, and Joe Burrow didn't have any preseason and had surgery. They could be just now getting ready to start hitting their stride.
Yeah.
I mean, Miami's not going to go undefeated.
No, not like
that. Yeah, they barely, and Tua may not even play.
Yeah, so his back is still going. I didn't see if he practiced if what his availability was today, but yeah, I mean, he's very much in doubt.
Yeah.
It's the wrong week to have a
Thursday game, yeah.
Because he was still, yesterday I know he didn't practice. So yeah, mm-hmm. And their backups, is it Teddy?
Yeah, Bridgewater's the backup.
It's a good backup to have, but still. So they're officially questionable. Waddle, Xavier Howard, and Tua are questionable for the game tomorrow night. So that'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Let's get to the Marks and Reese text line, which is brought to you by Bud Light. Bud Light Eagles pep rallies are back. Join Ava Graham at the Grog in Bryn Mawr. That's this Friday night, September 30th, and win tickets to Eagles against Jacksonville. Text line. Text line.
Oh, nice. The 93 Phillies. Haven't heard them talked about in a while. Mark in Modco.
That's a good point.
That we talk too much about them?
I think that's what he was saying. That was the fact that it was even being brought up again.
A All right. Well, I mean, it was the anniversary. Jack, you know, we were having L.A. on. Jack said, hey, let me play this leading into L.A. Oh, you know, I gave him a question about the 93 Phillies. We don't have to deal with the rain delay Phillies 93 team anymore like we had to for many years because they've won. They had their run right there. So the whatever it takes, dude, isn't on every rain delay or the 80 World Series.
Now it's just the signing Harper, I think.
Is that the big one
they
run?
They play now.
The signing Harper? No. All right. What's next?
The truth about why I fired Doug is that he kept quizzing me about Philadelphia area high school football players. I yelled at him the first time, and when he did it again, he was gone. Jeff at the NovaCare.
Oh, that's funny. What's next?
Baldy was great as usual. I would love to hear him break down some calls from the show, say maybe a Chuck or OG call, or even an Inge call. Tom from Abington.
Yeah, would he include that on his breakdowns, Ike? Mm. If Baldy listened to a Chuck call and then kind of went through it. Make for good radio.
I think Baldy would hang up on us if we asked him to sit through that.
Oh, no, he would want nothing to do with it. Yeah, he'd want nothing to do with it. I agree. All right, what's next?
Can Mad Mike complain about the Phillies in their front office more? Middleton is more likely to listen to him anyway. Mike in Birdsboro.
Not a potted plant sitting in the corner.
It's actually a good point. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know what else you want old John Middleton to do. I mean, he's over the luxury tax.
Yeah, this is not really a John Middleton thing.
Might be a player's thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, here's the thing. This is the way, because they were kind of backed into a corner, that this is how they had to try to build it to get. Like, they were committed with already spending money with Bryce and bringing in the free agents. So they're building the farm system. They have some young players. They have some really nice young pitchers. But they're going to have to spend to make the playoffs in the next couple of years, and they're doing it.
Yeah, you're not overtaking the Braves
no.
and the Mets with farm player, farm hands. No, you need star players up here.
Yep. All right, what's next?
Don't worry, I fired the PR guy that let Jeff McClain get the first question in. Doug in Jacksonville.
Na, 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 na. Text line!
I'm out. Doug is flexing?
No, man.
Starting to look for some control down there.
He's like, oh, McClain. What did his face look like when McClain was asking the question? Was he just kind of like,
no, I do miss the, you know, the Doug little side thing where he tilts his head and looks disappointed? I didn't see that, but I was looking for it.
Well, I think Doug's happy to see all the, even McClain, he's probably somewhat happy to see.
You believe that?
No.
Yeah.
So, no, not at all.
Yeah.
So, we were talking about this earlier, like, They already have a doubleheader, the Phillies, this week. It's Saturday. They have a doubleheader for something earlier this season. With the hurricane that's going to be affecting a lot of the East Coast, the biggest chance for heavy precipitation, I believe, is it Saturday and Sunday, Jack?
Yes.
And then they play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then the season's over. There's an off day on Thursday. The playoffs start on Friday. So now Major League Baseball is looking to say, like, how do we get these games in? We're not pushing back the end of the regular season. They have, you know, TV contracts where they start this weekend. So Jim Salisbury tweets out a few minutes ago, strong possibility of doubleheader Friday in Washington because of the weekend weather. Mm-hmm. Phillies are expecting more information today. So
yeah, I would advise them to get the game in Friday.
Yeah.
It's going to rain all weekend. Like,
yep.
There's no way you're getting a doubleheader in Saturday. There's no way it's happening.
They have to get between Saturday and Sunday, they need to get three games in, which seems like it's going to be impossible.
Yeah, so you play two Friday and play two Sunday.
Yep. Yeah, that's probably what they're going to end up doing. No, you're right. And, like, people are, well, how are you going to play a doubleheader and then no doubleheader? That's the only thing they can do. There's no off days, so there's no pushing anything back.
No.
So
you can't control Mother Nature, and the games have to be played. So they'll have to play two Friday. I mean, that's the smart thing to do. I think the real rain comes in overnight Friday into Saturday, all day Saturday, and it even actually is going to leak into Sunday as well, because there's a 70% chance it's going to rain that day. Like, the Eagles-Jags game may
might
have some precipitation that it has to deal with. And so – that hurricane coming up the East Coast or coming up through here, we're going to get the remnants of that. And so I don't know what the wind, the rain, how much of that's going to be involved over the next over the weekend. So they're going to have to get the games in somehow. So there's no sense of complaining about them.
Right. Even if they just have one game they need to make up on that Thursday, and then maybe they don't even need to make it up depending on what happens with the Brewers. Maybe they do need to play it. But – Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's a wise thing to do.
Also, some bad news from Dusty Baker.
What happened?
Who's talking pregame, I guess. He said this would be the final scheduled off day for his regular players. He plans on playing his regulars against the Rays and the Phillies, both of whom are vying for playoff spots, quote, for the integrity of the game.
I respect that.
Listen, Dusty. But I know we took your team out in 2010. I know it was a sweep. I know Hamels went there and fist pumped in your face. But please, enough with the integrity of the game. I've never said once about the integrity of the game. You let us have this.
Just let us get in.
But isn't that how we got beat by the Cardinals?
Yes.
By doing that?
Yes.
Okay, then.
No, like you want you play your guys, play the best, because they'll end up losing to the backups anyway. It doesn't matter.
Oh, the Phillies will?
Well, I mean, I'm saying, like you still got to – like, the Phillies lose to bad teams all the time, so it's not like that
– Not this Phillies team.
Well, they've lost four straight to the freaking Cubs.
Yeah.
Also, in 2020, like, they had the same scenario where all they had to do was beat the Rays in one game, and they make the playoffs, and they got swept, and the Rays had nothing to play for. So, but I would like to say, you know, close personal friend that I grew up with, Chaz McCormick, starting center fielder for the Astros, needs to go 0 for, like, 10 that series. If he's a real Philly guy.
He's not.
Which he's not.
Yeah, he's not.
All right, Jack. One's got to go Chaz McCormick or Mike Trout as far as a Philly guy?
Chaz, 100%. Mike Trout's getting back in the good graces of the city.
Good.
Although he did shut out a poor fan that was looking for an autograph the other day.
I saw that. Gave him that Bill Belichick treatment.
He really did. I think he actually sped up. Like he looked like the Atlanta buses as they were going through the World
the,
Series.
The parade, yeah. Funny.
Which is a Philly guy move. Plus, he gave Bryce his Eagles tickets, which is nice.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Teeks and Gray.
First time we've seen Bryce in the game.
Anyway, yeah, exactly. Next to his brother.
We'll wait for Eagles Cowboys.
What's up, Teeks?
You know what? Happy Thursday, everybody.
You too, buddy.
I've enjoyed the conversation.
Well, it's not Thursday.
Almost.
Happy Wednesday, hump day. Never mind. Oh. I was thinking ahead.
Happy Hurts Day.
But that should bring up a need for some Ike juice.
Okay. He must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice, Ike
juice. Anyways, I have two thoughts. Russell Wilson, I think he's trying to set us. Is he becoming a TV personality for a comedy and they're written little things?
Right.
It sounds like a situation, offbeat situation comedy happening on radio right now or in general. And then the other thing, the Phillies. I think the Phillies just becalmed themselves when they sent Derek Hall down. I think the older players responded to him because they were teaching him his trade, and they forced them to look at themselves and their own mechanics in defense and offense, and they just played better in general, and their attitude was better in general. What do you guys think about that?
I don't agree with that. Listen, he was productive when he was up here. Derek Hall was productive. He had 10 home runs, I think, in the big league level. He finished with 28, I believe, at AAA, so 38 combined between AAA and the bigs. He needs to have a spot next year. I don't know if that means Hoskins is out. I don't know if that means that he's your part-time DH, part-time first baseman or whatever, but you might see the roster shifted around a little bit. Or you can trade him. But like keeping a guy with that kind of power, and I think he's 27 as well. He was a little bit older because he was in college. So I mean, Derek Hall was very good this year. But I mean, is this a chemistry type thing? I mean, I know since Bryce came back, the team has struggled, and Bryce for the most part has not been great since he came back. But I mean, is this a chemistry issue, or is this just baseball where you're hot for 2 months, and then you go cold for a month? We've seen the Phillies go cold in September the last couple of years.
Well, I mean, I would say, well, my question would be, is it a manager issue? That would be my question. I mean, now no one wants to talk about the manager. When they were playing well, you didn't have any problem kicking dirt over Joe Girardi, saying he was the issue, and now Topper is doing this, and there's all the adjustments, players like him, and young players. Well, where's it at now?
Jack, do you have a response for that?
Like, where's it at now?
Well, I think it's the same core that's done over three different managers with their fourth straight collapse. So I think it has more to do with the players at this point. I think Thompson's a good job, but I I thought Girardi was such a disaster from actually making decisions and also cultural standpoint that that's why I think he had to go. Ultimately, I do not think that managers have that big of influence over games. Like, they scored one run last night. That's not Rob Thompson.
And no.
They struggle to score.
But that's one game, though, Jack. We're talking about a trend for the last month or so. All I'm saying, I'm not saying they shouldn't have fired Joe Girardi. That's not what I'm saying. But when we prop up a guy as if he is the sole reason why the team gets to 20 games over 500 and all this other stuff, well, when the team needs something coming down the stretch, not one game, not 1 week, 2 months almost, month and a half, I'm saying, why can't he have that impact to bring them out of this? That's what I'm asking.
And the one thing, to your point, where it would make sense is that he has a laid-back attitude. And as these games get more and more, is that hammering?
Is that what you really need?
But listen,
I'm not trying to rip on Rob Thompson. I really am not. All I'm saying is, where is his impact coming in at?
Well, when you celebrate him for being 20 games over 500 as a manager, when they start collapsing again, you have to then ask the question, well, where are you right now?
Or at least why can't he stop the collapse?
Yeah.
Or something. That's all I'm saying. Like, let me see that Rob Thompson magic where he can go talk to a player and relate to him and get him to do this and get him. Why can't he do that now?
Yeah, I don't know.
Castellanos is back. The lineup tonight, Schwarber,
trying
Hoskins.
To blame my guy, Bryce Harper, as if he's bringing the clubhouse down. Chemistry issues.
Schwarber, Hoskins, Harper, Realmuto, Bohm, Castellanos, Marsh, Segura, Stoddy, batting ninth and playing shortstop tonight.
Bryce got two hits last night and drove in the run.
I know. Hopefully they come out inspired off of Bryce's big performance last night.
Jack, do you think it's a chemistry issue with Bryce?
Nah, no. Like, and ultimately, like, what are you going to do? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, you got 10 more years.
Like, well, no, the bigger issue is he's got to be more productive.
And we
want him to go 3-for-4, 4-for-4, hit four home runs?
I would like for him to not bat 160 in September. I would prefer that. Mostly.
That would be better than
hits well in Chicago. I got another two-hitter tonight for me.
You got it?
Yes. And we're getting one out of the park.
Yeah?
Yeah. Going Bryce home run tonight.
How about they don't ground into six double plays or whatever like they did last
too.
Time? And let's not swing at two first pitches in the ninth inning in a one-run game and just give the game away.
There it is.
It's just off.
Doesn't Bohm swing at every first pitch?
They have played such losing baseball. Stop playing losing baseball.
I want you to say stop being
stop
losers.
Stop being losers.
Stop being losers.
You're a loser, Phillies.
He didn't say that.
He's a loser.
Yes, he did.
Oh, he did say it.
Yes. That was Howard.
Yes, he did. That's what he's saying. But anyway, go Phils!
Go Phils!
Gilio's coming up next. He'll lead you into the Phillies.
He'll lie to you. Get you ready for the Phils.
He'll get you ready for the Phils. Yeah, is the sky falling with Gilio, or is he going to be telling you everything's fine?
All he thinks about is Jalen. Like, he's
he can't get past it.
He's past the Phillies now.
No, he wakes up and sees Jalen.
Him and Wade. Coming up, Gilio, Phillies baseball. Everybody enjoy. We'll talk to you. See you. Hey, listen, Dr. Glatt, yeah, are you happy with the way your hair looks? You know I am, because if you heard me talk for years now about Dr. Glatt, he really is the expert when it comes to hair restoration in Philadelphia. And it's not just hair restoration, right? Like, as the years have went by, science has improved. There's new technology out there, whether it's PRP or something new they have called TED, where, like me, I had a hair restoration procedure. But with the hair restoration procedure, you're also trying to slow down, losing hair in other spots, right? Like, because you get the hair restoration doesn't mean that the rest of your hair isn't still thinning, right? That's what the other stuff's about. That's what TED's about. Fuller and thicker hair. And Dr. Glatt, no matter where you are when it comes to your hair loss, can make you look great. And he has the most experience and the most success when it comes to hair in the Philadelphia area. That's a fact. So if you want to get with Dr. Glatt, you want to get more information, you can call his office. You can actually speak to his hair team. And so many people just that I interact with on a daily basis that I know in my personal life have went to Dr. Glatt. They really have, and it surprises me. They're like, hey, like, I'm going to see Dr. Glatt for a consultation. I'm like, why don't you tell me? Like, I would have set you up with my guys over there. They're like, well, I just called 610-980-4000, and I scheduled a consultation with Dr. Glatt. Or I went to drglatt.com, drglatt.com, saw before and after pictures, learned a little bit more about the procedure. But if you're worried about your hair, you see the thinning, and you want to stop it, you want to make it look better, go to Dr. Glatt, drglatt.com, or call him at 610-980-4000.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.